Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally, for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome to Canadian Politics is Boring!
That was a fun imaginary roller coaster.
I put my hands in the air.
Do you know what? I was having this conversation. I was chatting to my wife and I said that you go to Disneyland and you go on roller coasters. I don't find them scary because they're going to be so well maintained and very few people die at Disneyland.
Very few people die?
Well,
in there is an actual tally of
there are some dark stories online, but Disney always hush them up and pay them lots of money to
keep
quiet.
Are you serious?
Of course there are.
What?
I'm going to get sued. No, they're not. don't Google it. But to me, if you want a real thrill, go to a really run-down theme park or fun fair and go on their roller coaster, because there's a much greater thrill, because the risk of death is not simulated. It's real.
Have you heard of Bill Lynch? What happened with Bill Lynch?
No.
No? Okay.
Who's Bill Lynch?
Bill Lynch is the fair that takes they travel all over the place. I was going to say they just happen here in Halifax. It's our little fair. No, they travel. They're traveling.
Is he David Lynch's brother?
I don't. So Bill Lynch is, I mean, if you're Canadian, maybe you're familiar with the Bill Lynch Fair, but like at least here in Halifax, I know they show up in the summertime and they set up like amusement park rides. We don't have a roller coaster, but we've got like, you know, the Gravitron and like little teacup spinny rides and stuff like that, right? And just like, I think a few weeks ago they had set up, and I don't even know the name of the ride. But
the Detonator.
The Detonator, yeah. But it was this, I don't know, just this spinny thing. They like multiple mechanical arms go out, and they've got these seats and like three different seats in each mechanical arm, and then the seats, they spin themselves while the arms spin, and it's a big spin thing.
Yeah.
And they set it up next to like a bunch of trees and bushes without really thinking, and a whole bunch of people just get kept like being thrown into bushes and twigs and like to the point where they're like getting scrapes and like cuts and bruises, and they just
squirrel
like smack like every time around, and the ride wouldn't end until it was over. So like it was like genuine fear, like, oh god, here we go again, smack 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 smack, oh fuck, oh not again, smack smack smack. exactly. Like it was just.
But that's a way a way greater adrenaline rush than the clean, safe Disney parks,
right?
Or Universal Studios, where you know there's no litter. You know, you go there, you might get hit in the face by some trees. The thing that always blows my mind is the blatant copyright infringement that theme parks, those traveling fairs, get away with.
Oh yeah.
So they're selling like counterfeit Eric Cartmans with three eyes,
right? Yeah.
Like they're selling like or whatever the latest thing is. They're selling cuddly toys around that, and also then. Spray painting like Arnie from Terminator 2 on the side of a ride called
you can do that
called Death Pain.
No, you can do that now. You can because Arnold Schwarzenegger ran as governor. You can now sell Arnold Schwarzenegger. We could sell Arnold Schwarzenegger on our T-shirts, and it will be completely legal because we are not impersonating the Terminator. We're impersonating the governor
My favorite Arnie T-shirt I've seen is him, and he's got like a 17th century powdered wig or an 18th century powdered wig, and it says "I'll be back."
Oh, that's horrible.
That's great.
That's so bad.
I have two of them.
Oh, God.
Anyway.
But yeah, welcome to Canadian Politics is Boring. We failed to say welcome to the show and who we were.
I'm Reese.
I'm Jesse. Thanks for listening to us rant for the past 25 minutes.
I'm the one from Wales who likes politics, and Jesse is the Canadian who doesn't.
That's true. If you're new to the show. Reese tries to convince me to like shit that I hate. So.
And Jesse's here with a by court order.
And somehow thousands of people find this funny. I don't know why, but they do. So.
If you're one of the thousands of people who like, it's weird saying that. If you're one of the large group of indeterminate amount of people who like this, thank you.
Oh yeah, no, I'm very grateful to have this show. Like you said
at the end of the last episode.
I know. I'm just very thankful.
Like a grateful, broken record.
Thankful. I just remember. Do you remember like when we started this? Like you wanted to do 12 episodes just to see how it went, and I remember. Within the first couple of weeks, you were like excitedly sending me texts saying, oh my God, we've got 20 listeners.
I know. 20 people who don't know us listen to us talk.
Yeah, which
is bizarre.
It was a big deal back then.
It is.
Yeah, yeah.
It is.
And now we're like, whatever.
We're not. We still appreciate every last listener.
Except for you, Frank. You know who you are.
Yeah, Frank.
Fucking Frank.
We did have an email from someone. Do you see Derek? Remember Derek and his wife Pam and the dog?
Did we actually get a fucking email?
No, they sent an email, and that was the subject line, but it wasn't. It was just a funny subject line. I was like, damn it.
It wasn't from Derek and Pam? That would have been amazing.
It would have been amazing, but it was so close. Anyway, do you remember in the news recently seeing I guess this already I know the answer to this question because you don't follow the news.
You're my news.
Yeah, yeah. So
from 20, 50 years ago.
A big flat load of truck with a old growth giant tree on the back. Did you see that? Does that permeate through the ether to you?
No. And you know what? I do kind of get the news because there's the New York Times, which is kind of like...
There is the New York... It does exist. You're correct.
The New York Times, which is like... I'm actually kind of impressed with the New York Times because they have survived where so many other publications have died and they just kept persisting. But like, I never subscribed, even though my family has been trying to get me to subscribe. Anyway, that doesn't matter.
Please, Jesse, pay attention to the world around you.
Yeah. Right.
Through the medium of the New York Times.
Anyway, they had a sale for like $2.50 per month for the next year. So I'm like, fuck it. Sure. I'll pay $2.50 a month for the New York Times. And I've been getting it in my inbox like every day. And I haven't been reading it because it's so fucking depressing. That's why I don't watch the news.
Just choose your own reality is fine.
Right. Yeah. That's what I mean. Yeah.
Exactly. It's fine. So this is the picture. So it's a giant old growth tree.
I just want to go back and I don't want to badmouth the New York Times. It is very well written by some exceptionally well.
If the New York Times is listening to this,
right? Yeah. It's an exceptionally well written publication from some excellent journalists. I just find the topics depressing as fuck.
I like the podcast, The Daily. That's good. Good podcast. Anyway.
Okay. So I'm looking at a photo of Jesus, that is a thick tree. That is a thick fucking, the tree is as thick as the truck. That's insane.
Yeah. So that image went viral recently.
Okay.
I say recently. This was... Let me get my notes up. This was May this summer. So, yeah, recently. The photo was taken by a Vancouver resident called Lorna B. Croft. And she took the photo while she was on a grocery run one morning.
Okay.
And it went viral.
I mean, like, it's a thick tree. Is that why it went viral?
No, because
it's a big
tree. Couldn't believe they cut down one of those giant old growth trees.
Oh, well, is there a good reason for it? Because that's a good point.
It depends on, do you like money or do you like trees?
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Those are the two good reasons. You've got to pick one.
I fucking hate capitalism so goddamn much.
I do. Oh, you're leftist. We'll get called
the foreign leftist.
Because I'm a foreign leftist. You're a Canadian leftist.
I will go on a mini rant. A
domestic leftist.
And I will not. I will try to keep it short. But okay. I have been.
I'm going to time it. You got 30 seconds. Go.
Okay. So basically, the problem with capitalism is the love of money. When corporations have the only interest in what they like, their motivations and what they pursue is money and capital gains, and that's it. Yes, competition can create for better products and better services that can initially help humans and better and the environment. But if they find an avenue that can make more money that'll hurt the environment and actually hurt people, they will take that, because it's not about bettering society, not about bettering health, mental or physical health. It's not about bettering the environment. It's all about money. And if money, nothing else matters. Nothing else matters. And that's why I hate capitalism.
Yeah, but the shareholders need yachts.
So yes, this is going to the story.
Just to counter your,
that was great. No, that's true. Want a yacht.
Imagine how much of a dick one of the shareholders is going to feel sailing on last year's yacht. They need this year's model of yacht.
That's true. Otherwise, I take it back.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Come on. Just be reasonable, Jesse. Just because they've achieved with their lives, they were born into privilege, and they used all that privilege to be more privileged. Just because they did that and you didn't,
I'm working
or something.
On it.
I don't know. Anyway,
they work really hard. Like, why doesn't Jeff Bezos do more insane shit? I think we talked about that before.
Apart from the penis rocket.
I think all rockets are penis rockets recently.
I've spent the last 30 years building an online bookstore that now sells everything to everyone and has grown massively. And all I want to do is fly into space at the tip of a dildo. That's his dream.
Craig from How to Drink was talking about Jeff Bezos, and he had a line on a show that made me burst out laughing, which was like, he didn't even make it to orbit. Well, how embarrassing for you.
But also as well, I think he was so unaware of how phallic his rocket was until after it happened and everyone was commenting online. And I imagine him having a screaming at the people who designed the rocket. Going, why does it look like a penis? You're fired. Anyway.
So please continue.
So anyway,
about the tree that got cut down.
Lorna shared the photo with friends and family. It was retweeted by the David Suzuki Foundation and by a local, the BC Green Party leader, Sonia Fernstau. And it went massively viral. And it was all to do with, have you heard of the Fairy Creek protests?
No.
This is pretty huge.
It's
been going on. I mean, maybe to people who read the news.
What a depressing bunch.
So it is essentially Fairy Creek. There's this protest that has been running now for nearly a year, or maybe just over a year. And people have been chaining themselves to trees. They've cemented themselves into the ground.
Jesus Christ.
Around the trees. And it's the largest act of environmental civil disobedience in Canada ever. So Fairy Creek essentially is classed as old growth forest. Now, it's termed primary forest or virgin forest. It's late cereal forest or primeval forest. So it's attained great age without significant disturbance.
Evil forest.
And thereby exhibits unique ecological features that might be classified as a climax community. Meaning it's been there for so long and untouched.
Yeah.
There's very few ecosystems like it. And it's perfectly matured and in balance.
Yeah, but jobs, Reese.
Yeah, I know.
So, jobs.
So they contain rich communities of plants and animals due to the long period of forest stability and very rare species that depend on this unique environment that can only exist in that environment. They're also a reservoir for species that can't survive or thrive in other places anymore.
But we need IKEA furniture.
I know, but plant species are native to old-growth forests and someday may be invaluable towards curing various human ailments. And many of the plants, similar to plants in tropical rainforests where they find miracle cures for things.
This is just going to continue pissing me off.
I know. And also, they store large amounts of carbon below the ground.
Yeah, that's a problem that hardly anybody's talking about. It is in the Canadian... We have a lot of that. We have a huge, and that's going to come to pass soon. That's a different topic altogether, when a huge amount of carbon is going to be released from the Canadian wilderness into the atmosphere, and it's going to fuck everyone up. But that's, like I said, a different topic for another day. So when that happens, we're like, what the fuck? Oh my God, climate change is real. Oh.
So only 21% of the original growth forests that once existed on Earth are remaining. 21%.
Wow.
So, and a big,
but we need remained furniture.
No, the reason they like the wood.
I actually don't know what remained furniture is. I just heard it on Ocean's 11. And it sounded fun.
But the old growth wood is really prized for things like musical instruments because of its acoustic properties. And like rich people like to make it's very expensive. So rich people like to make kitchens out of it because they go, look, I fucked over an entire forest. I can afford to do it. And now I'm going to fry an egg.
My ivory tusk frying pan.
Yeah, and the resonance and tone is incredible, apparently. I don't care. No, the wood. I don't care if guitars sound 5% more shit and we get to keep the trees.
Yeah, I'm with you on this.
Yeah. I wouldn't know the difference.
I wanted, like, I would love to hear a genuine, like, not try to convince them. I would love to sit down and hear a genuine argument in favor of fucking over the environment. Like, honestly, like, seriously, like, well, there's people out there who don't care and they know it's happening, right? I would love to hear their side of the argument for, like, yes, we need jobs. Yes, the economy has to thrive because jobs, I don't fucking know, right? But, like, I would love to hear, like, a PowerPoint presentation or a TED Talk from an anti-environmentalist, right, who's like, fuck the environment because here are the reasons why. Money's a big reason, and I don't care about the environment for these reasons. Like, I would love to see a conversation, a TED Talk.
I'll do it now.
It's okay, like,
well,
yeah.
We all believe in evolution. Everyone agrees evolution is a sound theory.
Yeah.
So if the trees don't want to die, they should evolve machine gun branches and shoot us when we try and cut them down. It's not my fault. It's nature's fault that it can't adapt. We're just following the scientific theories that everyone lays out and agrees on.
Oh, that's really
so until
funny.
Trees become machine gun trees or have sword roots or can use the power of their brains to make human heads explode within a 10 meter radius, we're going to cut them down because they're shit. How do you counter that argument?
I mean,
if they can't evolve and survive, then they deserve to die.
Just pass around some more LSD.
There we go. That was me. I don't actually believe that stuff.
That was great.
Me just imagining that side of the argument.
That was great.
Did they do it well?
Yeah, that was very good.
Imagine that TED Talk. When will trees develop machine gun arms?
And telekinetic
mind
control. Yeah, mind bursting powers. I mean, exactly. God, have you seen The Happening from M. Night Shyamalan?
No.
It's so fucking bad. Oh my God. But I'm like, I'm giving a movie review from like a 12-year-old movie. But yeah, pretty much.
But a 12-year-old bad movie.
Yeah, the plants.
A 12-year-old movie that's great. That's
the plants evolve to kill us because they've had enough.
I had an idea for a film, and it's a Netflix show coming out that I had this idea years ago, and I was like, I'm going to write a book, and I can't write a book because I can't write very well. And it was called, I can't remember what it was called, but it was Nature's Wrath. That was the title. And the idea was that all of the animals in the world decided they'd had enough of humans and human activity. So all of the animals turned on humans at the same time. So whether it was ants and earthworms or birds or people's dogs and their cats all turned on humans simultaneously at the same time. So you have like blue whales smashing surfers to pieces.
Jesus.
And then like an old lady gardening and all the worms just kind of like pull her under the ground. That was my idea for a horror film.
That is. I think that's been done. It's called Zoo. I think it's a television show.
Oh. Maybe I got it from that and thought I came up with it. So, never mind.
That is a good idea, though. I like
if
it.
You want to make Nature's Wrath with me. It'd
Nature's
be a great B
Wrath.
Movie,
yeah.
Like a comedy film that is kind of like a horror movie. Imagine someone's hamster trying to tuck a whole human in their cheek to eat them later.
I'd watch that.
Yeah. Cats, though. Imagine if your cat turned on you.
I had a cat turn on me, and it was terrifying.
There was like, one of us is walking out of here alive.
No, have you ever had a cat turn on you? A house cat?
I had a cat, and it clawed me in the neck, and the claw got stuck in my flesh, and I stood up to run away and drag the cat with me.
Yeah, no, I had it didn't happen in my neck, but like it clawed the fuck out of my legs and arms, and I was bleeding profusely for like an hour, and it was a terrifying experience, honest to God.
Don't fuck with cats.
Don't fuck with cats, man. Yeah. Just don't. I didn't fuck with it either. I was just sitting by the fireplace and it just where it's fucking, it's snapped for no reason.
Well, they're a great judge of character. Anyway, Johnny, more about fairy. Enough about cats.
Yeah, let's hear about this tree. So,
this is a very sad story. So activists in the area have told the media that the very best old growth forest in the world remains in BC, and Fairy Creek is the last unprotected old growth valley on southern Vancouver Island. So 137 opponents of old growth logging were arrested in five different blockades across that area with Port Renfrew since May 17th. And the RCMP began enforcing a BC Supreme Court injunction banning the interference with logging for the Surrey-based forestry
company.
So basically, there was a Supreme Court injunction in BC saying it was illegal to interfere with logging for this company. The Teal Jones Group, who are the company logging there.
So there's a thing that anti-loggers or logging protesters used to do. I don't know if they did it anymore, and it's horrifying. Okay, where they would drive spikes into trees. Okay, the reason they would do this is for when people are using a chainsaw on that tree, the chain would hit the spike in the middle of the tree, snap off, swip back, and hit the person with the chainsaw, like using the chainsaw, and sometimes like cut them in half.
Yeah,
and it was disgusting.
That's why you would call extreme.
Yeah, disgusting.
I mean, a tree grown a machine gun arm is different. That's self-defense, but that sounds vicious.
But like, what you don't actually need to put a spike in the tree. All you need to do is just put a, just because they're really hard to find. That's what they're almost impossible to, like, you'd have to really inspect each tree. You just have to get a little sticker or a little sign and just put it on the tree saying this tree has been spiked, and just put it on, just go through, get a team of people, right, to go through and put a sign on every single tree. And don't actually spike the trees. Don't do that. Just pretend.
So just because then, the, like, fear of being spiked. Like, that's a good, it's like, I did some film.
Yeah, don't actually try to maim and kill people and cut them in half with their own chainsaw. That's horrifyingly disgusting. Just put the fear into it.
It reminds me of, I once did some filming right under the Hollywood sign. Because they have a huge problem there with people hiking up to the Hollywood sign and they're not supposed to, there's actual signs saying there are snakes, wolves, bears, da da da, all this kind of thing. So we got
that's smart.
We'd actually like paid a crazy amount of money to film there because someone from the film office came to open the gate, or I think they were from the local government, came to open the gate and give us access to go up there and film. And they opened the gate and this big sign was there. I was like, do we need to worry about that? And they were like, nah. So it was just to terrify tourists.
That's funny.
But I hope I haven't given her away, but I think most people could work it out eventually. But don't go there, because you park in front of people's houses and block them. And also it is actually a nature area around there. And so many people go up there and mess stuff up and litter and party under the Hollywood sign. I was there legally. So
that's great.
Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, golly, Jesse, I've got some great news. We've had a fresh delivery from the Ad Man.
Gee whiz, Reese, really? From the Ad Man?
Smell them, they're fresh.
Ads.
So, what's happening is they've been using the RCMP have been using jackhammers and metal cutters to free protesters.
The RCMP has been doing this?
Yes,
okay.
Because they've like cemented themselves and chained themselves and stuff. But essentially, this injunction means that it's illegal to stop any kind of logging in the area because they're just
because jobs.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well,
do you know
what? The environment. We need jobs.
The Teal Jones Group is the company quoted in here. I wonder if it is. I'm going to look at their website, see if it's creating jobs. Teal Jones Group, providing top quality wood products to customers around the world.
This is the company that has destruction of an old growth forest?
Yeah. They've got a sustainability section on their website.
Of course they do. Of course they do.
Copy and paste. Oh, they've even got a promotional film.
Teal Jones?
Teal Jones.
Fuck you, Teal Jones.
Careers. There we are. Let's see if it's creating jobs. Operations jobs. This is administration jobs and operations jobs. Well,
honestly, God, if you're one of these anti-foresters, anti-loggers, go get a job at Teal Jones and take them down from the inside, man.
Boom, operator.
A job specifically to get fired, but only once you fuck them over from the inside. You gotta think about it.
Or just
long-term planning.
There's literally only like six jobs on this website.
It's fine. Lie on your resume.
Yeah. Get some fake reference letters. So it's not creating that many jobs unless they're already... unless they just use an agency people for cheaper. Anyway,
it's amazing how much destruction you can do with like a simple can of gasoline and a match. Just saying.
Not in a forest.
No. Yeah, well, I mean, yes, in a forest, but don't do that in a forest.
Are you inciting the people?
No, all I'm saying is you can be creative with all kinds of household objects.
I don't endorse this messaging.
You can be creative with all kinds of things. You can make all kind. Like, you could be, saying.
In my head, when you say to people, go and get a job there, just go there and be shit. Just call in sick every day.
That's just going to be like, they'll get fired pretty quick for doing nothing.
But
like,
that's a waste of their time.
Yeah.
It's a very passive form of protest.
It's a very passive form of protest. Yeah.
Yeah. Which I think is better than burning things to the ground.
I never said that. Those words never came out of my mouth, Reese.
Okay.
Just
good.
Good. I don't know. That's taking things real far, man. I wasn't insinuating anything like that.
You were incinerating things instead.
I was incinerating, not insinuating.
But this was originally like a small group of environmentalists, but it began to build a real community following these protests. So even though the RCMP were enforcing these things. So on May the 26th, this headline, seniors overwhelm RCMP barrier past Fairy Creek blockade.
Seniors.
So 100 elderly hikers swarmed the RCMP exclusion zone. No arrests were made. Saul Arbus, 82, said, when the officers saw more than 100 seniors marching up the road, they just rolled up their police tape that marks the exclusion road and left. We made quite an impression, which I think is going to be one of the sweetest protests I've ever seen.
Well, I mean, that's kind of great, honestly, because how many angry RCMP officers are going to be aggressively arresting elderly people?
I know,
right? Like, I think that's going to be like, you know,
hopefully one of them was a teacher,
even the asshole
one of the
RCMPs, like even some, like every, there's assholes everywhere, and even some asshole RCMP officers have grandparents somewhere and they're not going to want to be forceful. That's my guess.
They're not gonna jeopardize that new hip,
right?
You know, and I think as well, also there's like people like to paint environmental activists as these kind of like extremist people who live off grid in these vans.
Well, I mean, the problem is the past there were extremists such as the spikers.
But also, they like fringe people who don't fit in normal society and they don't have mortgages and car payments. These are seniors. These are people who play with the system and are part of the system, and they just went on a big protest hike. And I think that sends a powerful message, because you go, no, this isn't opposition from a very tiny extreme minority. This is just lots of normal people going, we love these trees and we don't want them. So I think it's quite a powerful message when they had the riots in Portland during lockdown, the Black Lives Matter movement. I don't know if you read the news. And you had the army of they called them the army of moms, who all turned out, and it was just middle-aged women who all wore a certain color, and they were there to stop because they were like, well, we want to show that we support this as well. And then there was the army of dads, and it was like these
I don't know why, but the army of dads sounds way funnier than an army of moms.
they wore a different color. They were all coordinated, and they would do things like all the dads would bring their leaf blowers. So when they threw tear gas, they just blow the tear gas back at the police with their leaf
blowers.
Oh,
that's amazing.
It was incredible. But when you have like multiple generations and different levels of like socioeconomic backgrounds all turn out at the same time to protest, is mind-blowing, because you go, everyone's up for this.
I love these are reasonable people. Grassroots effective solutions that are non-violent.
Exactly.
No, but have you heard
just a leaf blower?
There was this one brilliant solution to so crazy conspiracy theorists who show up and they want media to like to listen to them, right? And the media are like, they want, all they fucking care about these days are ratings, so of course they'll film them, right? And people would show up and they'd go up to the camera and the microphone where these people are, like, you know, we're talking angry protesters, okay, extremists, and people would show up next to the camera and microphone, and they would take out their phones and they would play Spotify. They would play popular songs in the background. Do you know why?
Yeah, because copyright.
It's copywritten songs and they can't put it on TV. No matter what the fucking person is talking about, they can't use it because of music in the background. And how fucking brilliant is that? You don't go up and you argue with them. You just play music.
It's amazing.
And everything they're saying is now useless and no one's going to see it because of fucking copyright claims. It's like,
I love the idea of like them in the edit suite afterwards to go in. We can't use that. Michael Jackson's Thriller.
Yeah. Honest to God, really though. That's how intensely popular, not popular, that's how intensely, what's the word I'm looking for? Like this is like copyright music claims have gone to such extreme lengths that it's so insane.
They've weaponized it.
It's been weaponized.
Yeah.
And I think that's incredible.
It's amazing. I love this. Yeah. If that ever happens to me, that's going to be my first thing. What would your song be? What song would you use to disrupt a conspiracy theorist attacking you with a camera?
All the Single Ladies.
All the single. I think I'd probably go, because I'm Welsh, just be a bit of a cliche and go with something by Tom Jones, maybe.
Yeah,
maybe
yeah.
It's not unusual.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Oh, I like that. Although I'd
sing along as well.
There's a new Canadian artist that's making headway called Lubalin. Have you heard of him?
No.
He's great. And he's up and coming. Lubalin, if you're listening, we'd love to have you on the show. Just saying.
Yeah, why not? Yeah,
he's in Montreal or Quebec. I think Montreal.
Yeah,
somewhere
both.
In Quebec. Montreal is in Quebec, Reese, just so you know.
I think he meant Quebec City.
Oh, yes. Sorry. There you go. And Montreal's not in Quebec City. But,
no, yeah. But you could be in both. You could like
he's got a new, he's got a new song out today. Called he's got a new song out called Phoenix, and it's fucking catchy as hell, man. It's
great.
Really catchy. Yeah. But anyway, that's enough about me
and your music
fanboying.
Fanboy.
Is there a happy ending to this song?
No, this is an ongoing thing.
Oh.
So this article,
this song, and this happy ending to the song. This is amazing.
This article came out 2 days ago, and it's from the National Observer. And it was written by Patricia Lane, and it's basically the headline is RCMP turnout in force for mass arrests at Fairy Creek HQ, and this is basically a reporter who was sent to report on it, who then felt like she was actually going to be arrested and treated like a protester just for being there. So
for reporting.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm just going to read.
I don't know. Aren't there kind of like rights for reporters in situations like that, where like you, is that a thing?
Well, it's because what you remember is this is quite isolated. This is like in the middle of the forest.
No, but I mean, like, are there laws that protect the media?
Yes.
That's what I figured.
Yeah, they're supposed to be.
I just figured. But I don't know if there are.
It's very easy to make a mistake.
That's true.
Yeah. What you need is an old-timey hat with the word press on a piece of cardboard tucked into
that's a great idea.
To the rim.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, so this is their article. He needs medical attention, cries out one Fairy Creek protester, looking at another lying on the ground. An RCMP medic glances down at the injured man and says, "He's fine. He's a grown man. He just fell down." Healthcare professionals.
Who said this?
RCMP medic.
Oh, fucking hell.
Healthcare professionals on the scene say the protester was pushed twice before he fell. Another RCMP officer stops yanking another forest protector's arm and tells her, you can take him down for help yourselves. That proved impossible as the police had taken their car keys. Much to my surprise, I'm a potential arrestee and witness to the largest RCMP offensive I have ever seen. Watching an arrest is soul-singeing. A large male police officer put their hands on a young protester, many of whom are obviously Indigenous or people of colour. They go limp. The specially trained RCMP officers, referred to here as the green guys, pick them up, put them on a tarp and drag them down the dirt road.
Jesus.
The remaining protesters send their companions on their way with singing and drumming and spoken words of love for both them and the police. Some of the arrests are probably illegal. I watched a group of officers step several metres across their own exclusion line to grab a young woman who was not part of the row of seated defenders and was simply speaking into a radio. This made me nervous. I was not here to obstruct anything, but the RCMP have blocked my exit. RCMP drones and helicopters circle. Arrests continue.
I see.
This is 2 days ago.
Yeah, that's okay. Two things. One, I don't understand. I keep hearing for years, stories of how the RCMP are just the biggest fucking assholes you could possibly imagine. And like, I don't know if these are exaggerated stories or if this, once again, is like a very loud minority section of the RCMP, and most of the RCMP are actually quiet, very, very nice people. I don't know. But I keep hearing stories about how the RCMP are these giant fucking assholes. I would love to be proven wrong. Love it. I would love that.
I mean, the thing is like, it's like anything, like, imagine And well, I know for a fact there are probably thousands of officers who are part of the community, love what they do.
I hope
they feel like they're keeping people safe. They are keeping people safe. They put themselves at risk.
I genuinely hope that's true. Yeah, that's true. I hope it is. But I don't have any proof.
In these circumstances,
yeah,
their job is to enforce obscure court orders by. And that's their job, whether they agree with it or not.
But you don't have to be an asshole while you're doing it.
No, but let me finish as well. But if that is your job, and that's you have to instill that you, within an organization, you have to instill a culture of people willing to do whatever a court order says. So you have to, you become institutionalized because you're the sharp end of the wedge. So when a Supreme Court says, get rid of those protesters, mm-hmm. a reasonable person who isn't in the RCMP would go up there and go, yeah, these trees are great, but they don't. They have to recruit and train people to not care, to just go there and enforce these rules.
Again,
and
there's the spirit of their, there's the spirit and then the letter of the law.
No, but exactly. But then if you create an environment or a structure or a system where you have to produce people willing to do those things, you're not going to get people willing to do the people who are going to sign up for those kind of roles are the kind of people who probably. Some people just like violence. Some people like rolling their sleeves up and getting involved in that kind of stuff.
I'm wondering if it attracts that sort of people.
Well, if you're a rational person and you're an RCMP officer who's reasonable and just wants to protect your community, you're not going to go for those kind of roles, are you? Whereas if you're just like, yeah, I just want to crack some skulls, that's the perfect job. And they're having a great time. I'm not justifying it. I'm just saying
within
an organization, you can move sideways or up and down to different, people go, oh, that's my dream posting, and I think that it's
the people who are making big waves like that, that are going to garner the most attention.
Yeah.
And if there are RCMP officers out there who are doing a good job and are genuinely nice and helpful, people aren't going to hear about that very often.
No. When I moved to Halifax, before I came here, there was so much negativity online about life in Halifax and everything.
Really?
Yeah, it was so many people posting on like immigration forums.
It has gone downhill for a while.
But for someone who's lived here for a while. If you post...
I love the city, for the record. No, it's gone downhill a little bit.
I'd say it's going uphill. I think there's so much more to do.
If you love condos.
That's only if you live in downtown. But what it was that people who've come here and didn't have a good time, or
condo land,
or their big project failed of moving their lives here, and they went back or they went somewhere else.
Yeah.
Those are the most vocal people online. The people who moved here and had a great time didn't. Like, I haven't posted anything online about life here because I'm just living it and having a good time. Do you know what I mean? So I think that you do hear a lot more negativity kind of permeates online. Definitely,
that's true.
But that doesn't. I'm not trying to justify any of this. I'm just saying that. Like we said in the episode and episodes before, it's the RCMP is the same cross section of humanity as any other department, organization, or community. You're going to get all different kinds of people within that, and I can see how.
I do wonder if it will attract a certain type of mentality, though.
Yeah, the thing is, as well, is that you are in a position of power. Ultimately, you do have quite a lot of power, even as kind of someone just, I was going to say walking the beat, but no one walks the beat. That's a UK thing.
No, we've
people, police officers walk
the
totally beat.
We do.
100%. Okay. Yeah. I've never seen them out of the car.
It's mainly downtown Halifax.
Okay.
Yeah.
But anyway, but
a lot of them are on bikes, which I find weird. Like if you're a police officer on a bike and you need to arrest someone, do you like get on the back?
Ride the handlebars like a love film. Like a romantic film.
Can you picture it?
Hang on. You just need to sit in the basket on the front and we're going to ride through this field of sunflowers. To the police station.
The second point that I was going to make, because I said I was going to make 2 points, was if I were arrested as a bystander. Okay.
Bystander. Yeah.
Right. And I wasn't actually involved and I knew that the charges would have to be dropped because like there would be zero evidence that I was doing anything wrong. And I was just like the person that you mentioned, she was just dragged out of one of the bystanders just watching. Is it bystander or bystandered?
Bystander. Well, I just corrected you already. Bystander.
Yeah. I don't listen to you. You're lovely and you smell like rainbows. So if I was just arrested for no reason other than I was just there and I knew without a doubt it wouldn't stick, I wouldn't be mad. It would be a hell of a story. What an experience.
Yeah, but it's also terrifying. If you've seen them dragging people down the road and like...
Oh, I suppose, yeah.
If you're there and there's people in armor committing violence against people.
Yeah, that's true.
Then
if I was,
go, hey, this is going to be a great story.
If I was physically assaulted on my way of being unjustly arrestified?
I'm in immense pain, but this will make a great story and a great anecdote.
That's how I would kind of look at it, honest to God, I would.
Not in that moment, you wouldn't.
I mean, I kind of would. I have that attitude about weird shit in my life. Like, if my house burned to the ground, I'd be like, okay, this is going to make a great story.
Say some weird serial killer had you in a trap like Saw. You'd be going, this can be a great story one day. Or if,
I mean, if there's, or, like, yeah, if there's, or if no there is a, well else to look
a,
at
if there
it,
is an imaginary fourth wall, this is a great movie that I'm in right now. I hope I live.
I have that weird attitude about things. I like stories.
Anyway, so it's still ongoing. And I'm sure if you look online, if you want to support this, or if you want to go down there.
This is a very long episode and I blame caffeine.
Yeah, yeah.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. And so, yeah, that's it. I'm done.
Oh.
It's depressing and ongoing.
It's depressing and ongoing, like the news. Okay.
But you can do something.
So what is the name? Oh, you can do something. Okay, what can you do?
Well, aside from getting arrested. There's a load of organizations that are raising funds and trying to fight it in court and all this kind of stuff.
Can you name some of these organizations for our listeners?
I don't know. I'm just going to type it in. I should have prepared.
Let's just pause the podcast for a second for Reese to edit out. Well, he does some research.
So, you can, they're like Facebook groups. If you just search it, there's...
don't just tell people to Google shit. Just
well, do it. So, there's the Rainforest Flying Squad. If you go to laststandforforests.com, you can get involved. There's some of the people who are fighting what's going on there. I don't know much about the organization. And there's also there's a bunch of organizations. I would say the best thing to do is search Fairy Creek Blockade, and you can do your own research and find
Fairy Creek
Blockade.
What do we call our listeners?
Listeners.
No, yeah, but like if they're part of a group, like a cult, the Canadian Politics is Boring cult.
I don't think you should call our listeners a cult. Cause
cultists. Right. No. Yeah, it's probably a bad idea.
So I think it's quite a negative thing to call people who just choose to listen to a podcast once a week. There's no shrines to us. There's no compound where they have to give sell all this stuff to come and move in and work,
I mean, we
work
were
for us.
Gifted some used socks. So we were. I mean, like,
that's the first step to a cult.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah, right? That's like, honest to God. Yeah.
Well, let's end this episode because this has been a long one.
This has been a really long one.
But it's been a good one.
Yes, I agree.
So, don't, whatever you do, don't commit violence or don't commit any kind of vandalism against other people's property. That's illegal. Use more creative ways, like apply for a job and be shit at it. That's what I say.
You can have a lot of fun with kerosene and a lighter. Just saying.
Thanks so much.
Jesse's going to prison for wanting to have a campfire in my backyard. No, what are you talking about?
You don't have a backyard.
Yes, I do. It's a tiny little thing, but it exists.
It's a parking lot.
I know. Well, still, it's a backyard with a parking lot. You can have a bonfire in a parking lot. Thanks for sticking us in your ear holes. Thanks for sticking around this entire time. We
Jesse's
love you so much, our listeners.
Parking lot bonfire. We'll see you soon.
See you soon. Bye-bye. Oh, and don't forget to do the thing we told you, do it.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th, at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.